Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Sad news into Q News this week comes from Gavin, VK4ZuluZulu, who, via Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club President Ross, VK4JRO, was told that John Rusty McGrath, VK4JM, went silent key Tuesday, June 23. Rusty was an old guard member of the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club, involved with the establishment of the VK4RBU Mount Gunanamon repeater site that serves the entire Burnett region, was also instrumental in the establishment and continued activities of Weiss and Bundaberg, directly maintained involvement of local radio amateurs with the scouting movement through Jamboree on the Air, was BARC president for many years, and served as a mentor for many of those aspiring to be hams in Bundaberg and beyond. Rusty and XYL Jocelyn VK4JJ were familiar faces at many amateur radio gatherings, apart from the ones held by BARC, including many North Queensland amateur radio conventions, Central Highlands AGM weekends, and a number of southern events. Apart from being a core member of the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club, Rusty was also a long-time member of the Wireless Institute of Australia and was a past member of the Central Highlands Amateur Radio Club and the Townsville Amateur Radio Club. Rusty's passing is a big loss to the fraternity of amateur radio, and he will be sorely missed. Rusty's celebration of life was held at the Holy Rosary Catholic Church, Bundaberg, Friday morning, July 3. Many friends and acquaintances from many realms, including amateur radio, sent Rusty off very well. A much more detailed story about Rusty, penned by members of the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club, will appear in a future edition of Amateur Radio Magazine. Vale, John, Rusty McGrath, VK4JM, Silent Key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We've been assured that the NBN has capacity to spare, and the increase in traffic during the coronavirus lockdown is proof. At the moment, we have seen a bit of a dip in speeds because of the commencement of school holidays, rather than the number of at-home workers in our region. I lost my email early in the Tuesday morning, and naturally, after many months of not needing the password to go to the ISP's server, I'd forgotten it. After finding the support pages on the ISP site, I then tried to follow the instructions for changing the password. But, of course, without the old one, it became necessary to connect to the support service itself. This business has cancelled voice chats, and if you can't use a keyboard easily, you're in difficulty. This business advises that it is using AI to facilitate what limited support it offers. I staggered away from my keyboard just on 4 hours after trying to solve this issue, having been given temporary passwords not only for my email but also for the account administration. I, in fact, received 3 temporary passwords, none of which gave me email access. The account administration did accept the temporary one overnight. Having slept off some of the frustration, saw me, after breakfast, back at the keyboard trying to access emails without success. Then I thought I had better substitute a permanent set of characters to administer my account. And that went well with the update registering success, and after about 2 minutes a red message came up saying the change of password wasn't accepted. A couple more tries, just to prove that I had made the correct entries, left me with a noticeably rising blood pressure. Back to the support chat. The process went on for another 3.5 hours when they issued a docket number for the specialist IT department to intervene in the next 2 to 4 days. I was advised they would inform me by email, to which I replied I could not access mail. Somewhere a penny dropped, and I was asked if I couldn't reach my email, and hurriedly a new password was received. I was not expecting any results, but amazingly this time it worked. Amongst the list of emails were 2 more from the ISP with temporary passwords for the account administration. The last one was used and it worked. I now have the two items with permanent passwords. I only mention my small old deal, which did not cost business time or money except for the ISP. As many will have seen that the WIA website went down last weekend, and the news was taken from the backup servers. During the week, the Institute pages have been reappearing. So please remember those who have to deal with the beauty of IT failures in one way or another. It can be so frustrating, but so relieving when they're fixed. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.